Margo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
What's going on in Melbourne with their plan? This better not come here.
Well, you just never know what'll happen. They're thinking about, so you know how we get our recycling bin picked up fortnightly? They're thinking about making their regular waste bin to be a fortnightly collection as well.
Because I asked you, you mentioned it this morning early, and I asked you about it. Well, it was on the Today Show, so we got that, Graham. Let's have a quick listen.
Well, Deb, this is sure to divide opinion because under this proposal, households would be given special bins. They would be for food scraps and also garden waste. They would be collected on a weekly basis and converted to compost, but it would mean your general bins there for general waste would not be collected on a weekly basis anymore. Instead, households in Melbourne would get them picked up on a fortnightly basis. Now, the reason behind all this is the agency proposing this plan, the Metropolitan Waste and Resource Recovery Group, say that food scraps make up more than a third of the 878,000 tonnes of rubbish sent to landfill in Melbourne last year.
Well, there you go. So that's the situation. It is interesting. And that is Melbourne. We understand that. But the concern we have is that if there's an idea like that works somewhere else, there's a good chance it'll make it to regional areas. It would not work here in Bendigo.
Well, what they're bringing in Melbourne already happens here. They're thinking about bringing in organic waste bins.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the every couple of weeks or whatever.
Yeah, but that's the whole reason behind it. It's because they're thinking about bringing in organic waste bins. And then they'll say, okay, well, when we're putting more than half of our waste into those, why would you need the other bin to be picked up weekly then? I'm on board, to be completely honest with you. I know only two people live at my house. There are people with larger families who may fill their bins up quicker than me. But personally, my bin, and I've got one of the small, you know, there's two different sizes. I've got the small size. I don't fill it up weekly.
I've got an extra person in my house who's a 17-year-old, trust me, and maybe his girlfriend at times. We would fill it up easily.
Do you use your organic bin, though?
We use both.
What do you fill the other bin up with then?
Oh, just crap. If
you use your organic bin properly, and I am questioning
this comes back to infrastructure. Again, we talk about Runa Napier Street yesterday and, you know, how it should have been done years ago. Well, so should this. I mean, clearly we knew we were going to have a lot more people in Bendigo and in Melbourne were in the same boat. We knew they were all coming, so why didn't we have ideas years ago to fix a problem before it got here?
What's that got to do with bins?
Well, it does. I mean, we've had this service forever. Then all of a sudden we're, you know, thinking because of the landfill problem. Mm. Eagle Hawk's no different. They're going to close the tip in 6 months.
I love the organic bins. I think they're a great idea. And if you're not filling up your bin, you should have an option to opt out and make it fortnightly. Would it make you save on rates maybe? And if it did, great idea for locals.
Probably is, but again, I just come back to infrastructure.
Yeah. What's that got to do with infrastructure?
Well, it does. I mean, we've got X amount of people here. When I started in radio, there was 90,000. There's now 115,000. That's a lot of people. Surely back in the late 90s, we must have gone, you know what? There's got to be a certain growth. We must have seen it coming for everything that happens.
What's that got to do with bins, though?
Infrastructure, though, in regards to so many people. We didn't have this problem in the 90s.
I don't know if we've got a problem. It's just that we're trying to reduce landfill to help save the environment a little bit.
Yeah, and I understand.
We're just moving forward.
Those ideas, we're still thinking about ideas to go and do that, which was a problem years ago.
But we didn't, and now we do, so I think it's great. I'm on board.
Of course you are. It's 10 to 8, if you've got a say on it. 13:27, 10, what do you think about what we're talking about? Because it's important to your...